You know what struck me this morning, walking across campus? I saw a group of students with surfboards strapped to a Volkswagen van heading toward the coast, and I thought about that presentation yesterday about surfing as this emerging practice, this new form of, what did they call it? Leisure-based identity. What interests me is the timing. These young people, they're the first generation that has enough surplus. The harvest of that post-war summer, if you will, the industrial expansion, the manufacturing boom, the productive decades, this created enough wealth, enough leisure time to build an entire identity around something that produces nothing. No subsistence value, no kinship obligations. Just the wave, the ride, the moment. They're living off the accumulated surplus of summer as we enter autumn.
As we enter autumn, that temporal marker matters. If this were permanent abundance of real, endless summer, if the surplus kept growing indefinitely, then the surfer would just be a new, stable form, a new structure. But if it's transitional, it's only possible during this particular window between post-war boom and whatever comes next, then the surfer isn't a stable structure at all. He's a transient phenomenon. Which brings me back to your question about structural analysis and change. The surfer might be interesting precisely because it can't be stabilized into myth. He's emerging right now in this specific historical moment, enabled by specific material conditions that are already shifting. The cybernetic coupling I was describing, surfer, board, wave, that's happening in real time. But the possibility of that coupling, the surplus that enables it, the petrochemical industry that produces the materials, that whole system is dynamic too, moving ground all the way down. So maybe we're not just watching someone surf, we're watching a particular kind of subject emerge or potentially disappear. A flash of possibility that appeared when the surplus accumulated and might vanish when it runs out.
But you see, this is precisely what interests me about the surfer. You say my work requires stability. Yes, in one sense. I look for the deep structures that persist. But what is the deep structure of surfing? The surfer is responding to something that has patterns, but is never identical at it. Each wave follows physical laws, fluid dynamics, energy transfer, but each wave is unique. The structure is in the constraints, not in repetition of identical forms. Like language, we don't repeat the same sentences, yet we are constrained by grammar, by phonemic systems. They are doing something that perhaps your theory illuminates better than mine. They are processing information continuously, reading wave patterns, adjusting position, wave distribution, trajectory. Each ride is a solution to a problem that exists for perhaps 20 seconds and then dissolves. The information is in the variations, not in a fixed message.